Some days, I walk into my own study and wonder how I ended up here, with parrot notebooks, a collection of bird-themed T-shirts, subscriptions to Living Bird, Birding, Bird Studies Canada, Bird Watchers Digest, and Bird Watching, and memberships in more conservation organizations than I can count. There was a time when I subscribed to the Slavic and East European Journal, the Russian Review, and Canadian Slavic Studies. But a decade ago, the tectonic plates of my world started to shift. "I think your decor has surpassed our treble clefs and eighth note mugs," my father said. Little did he know that my closet held a dozen bird T-shirts, an owl skirt, and a hummingbird earring and necklace set, and that I constantly scoured the internet for more. I had also begun amassing catalogs of scopes and binoculars and learning all sorts of optic lore. I found myself discussing Carl Zeiss, one of the fathers of German high-end optics, with nothing short of sensual innuendo. I knew the contours of the face of David Sibley, god of the modern field guide, as if he were one of my close relatives. In fact, I saw David Sibley's face much more often than I saw my own cousins, because I perused his book most evenings before bed. Peering into his eyes, I found myself wishing that he would ditch that navy turtleneck he wears in many of his photos and perhaps don new glasses that were a bit more in vogue. Who had I become, exactly? A semi-retired hen. In 2013, while visiting friends on Denman Island in British Columbia, I nearly bought a half-dozen semi-retired hens. I didn't wake up one morning craving chickens, but when I read the classifieds come for sale last page of the island newsletter and saw the ad for hens, the six sad, soon-to-be-abandoned, partially useless birds beckoned to me. It wasn't that I had any need for chickens, or that I had properly entertained the logistics of transporting a flock from Denman Island back to Toronto, or that I could find a place for them in my eighth-floor condo, or that I even understood the meaning of semi-retired hens. But something in the wording, in their very existence, struck me as essential. 5 years prior, I wouldn't have paid the chickens any heed. Their existence would have passed me by entirely. And yet now, the idea of hens in midlife concerned me directly. Their reproductive years likely behind them, how would these six hens now behave? Would they sit around?